Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Quality of Mercy.
You must do this. If you don't...
Careful, my sister. No one says you must to a king of France.
Forgive me, sire. Oh, but please. Please, I'm on my knees. Save him.
Yolanda, if your husband were not a fool, he would not be where he is.
Amadeus is not a fool. Oh, please, my brother, save him. Think what his imprisonment may do to him. With his illness, it could mean his life. Suppose he has a seizure while he's in prison. They won't know what to do for him.
You want me to lead an army into Savoy simply because your husband is subject to fits? Is that what you expect?
No. No, not just because of that. He's my husband.
I cannot risk my soldiers' lives to save your husband. He's lacked strength and determination. He hasn't added an inch of land to his duchy.
But it is not in his nature to take anything that is not his.
No. It's more in his nature to give away everything that is his. Oh, I've heard many things about Amadeus these past 20 years. And I've grieved many times that our father married you off to such a weakling.
No. Not for one day or 1 hour of those 20 years have I done anything but thank God for such a husband.
You really love him, don't you?
Have you ever doubted that?
Well, after all, you were betrothed to him when both of you were in the cradle. He was never your own free choice.
God chose my husband. And as in all things, his wisdom was far superior to any I had or could acquire. Why, from the first day we met... There was such an awkwardness between us at first.
Did you enjoy the feast?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, oh yes. The game birds, those tiny little birds. I've never had anything like that. such an interesting flavor.
Yes. Well, that was either juniper or bay berries.
Oh?
Those birds feed on juniper berries in the West, and know which these were.
Well, you didn't eat any? Oh, they were so good.
No, I'm fasting.
Oh.
For my health.
Oh, I see. The wines were wonderful, too.
Mm.
Not at all like what we have in France. Our wines come mostly from Burgundy.
Well, I don't drink a great deal. For my health. But did you like the chartreuse?
Oh, yes. Yes, the green I liked, and the yellow, too.
It's made by monks, you know. There's a monastery near Grenoble. I visited it.
You did?
The monks are very kind, good men.
Of course, I'm sure of that.
They talk to me of God. They make chartreuse to help the sick, you know. The green chartreuse is called chartreuse for health. Did you know that?
No. No, I didn't. Please tell me more, Amadeus.
Well, the yellow is good for the digestion. Both of them are full of herbs. Saffron, cinnamon bark, and lots of others that are good for sick people.
You know, you don't look to me like a sick person, Amadeus.
I'm not really. But there are sick people in Savoy, Yolanda.
Yes, in France, too. Everywhere, I suppose.
And poor people.
Oh, yes, of course.
And ignorant people and old people. And people with no friends or relatives or anyone at all to look after them.
Yes, I suppose.
There are. Yes, yes, there are. I've seen them. No one at all to look after them. No one. They should have food and medicines and clean clothes and clean houses and someone to teach them things.
Perhaps they should have you to look after them.
Why not? Why not? I'll be the Duke of Savoy one day. And when I'm the Duke, I shall look after these people.
Is that all you want to do?
Yes. That's all I want to do. To look after people. People no one wants to bother with.
You know, my father said...
Your father is a great man, Yolanda. I know that. Everyone knows that Charles VII is a very great king of France. And I know I should try to be like him. Or like my own father. But what I want is...
To look after people.
Yes. If we're to be married, Yolanda...
We are to be married. Oh, that was all decided years ago.
But if you expect... If you want to be married to a man like me...
Amadeus, I think I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate to marry a man like you who wants only to look after people.
You were a child. What could you know?
Children know many things, brother. Things they forget as they grow older. Sometimes I think we're born knowing all the important things, and growing up is just a process of forgetting them.
Nonsense.
I've tried not to forget these things, and I've tried not to let my children forget them. But were it not for Amadeus, I would have forgotten. And so would they. Long before this.
What sort of things?
That the strongest of us is weak. That the richest of us is poor. The wisest ignorant. The most successful a failure. If we do not have love and give love.
That's a fine way to feel. I subscribe to that.
Yes. Yes, you subscribe to it. I suppose you do, but do you live by it, my brother?
Live by it? What does that mean?
Amadeus has lived by it. It is his belief. Do you remember when Francis Sforza died?
Of course.
Galeazzo Sforza, his son, was away when he got the news, and he disguised himself and tried to pass through Savoy to reach Milan, but he was discovered.
Yes.
He was captured and brought before Amadeus. I was there when they confronted each other. And so was Medea's sister, Bonna.
Get up from your knees, Galeazzo. There's no need.
Ah, Your Grace.
My sister will pour you a glass of wine. Come, sit with us.
Your Grace, you are very kind.
Not at all, my lord. They tell me your father, the Duke of Milan, is dead.
Yes, yes, he is dead, Your Grace. I was taking the shortest route back to Milan when your soldiers apprehended me.
I regret that we kept you from your father. We won't detain you much longer.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Your wine, my lord.
My lady?
Perhaps I can provide an escort for the rest of your journey.
Oh, it is more than I deserve, Your Grace.
Oh, let's not talk of deserving, my lord. I have never known how to measure what I deserve, so how can I measure the deserts of others? You have lost your father. I sympathize. It is a cruel day when one loses one's father. What little I can do to make things a trifle easier, I shall do.
You are generous indeed, my lord, you who have every reason to be angry with me.
May I give you more wine, Your Grace?
What good, good people you are. Forgive my impetuous speech, but I...
I like impetuous speech. Better than any other kind, I think. I like to read the words of Christ for that reason. They are beautiful. They are true. And they are impetuous. From the heart.
Ah.
When you have eaten, would you like to bathe and have a change of clothing? Perhaps rest a little, or do you want to hurry to Milan and comfort your family?
Madam, you and your husband have impelled me with a desire to speak frankly. I wish to hurry home, yes, but not to comfort anyone. Only to make sure that my brothers do not steal anything that is rightfully mine.
Oh, surely they wouldn't.
Surely they would. Or surely they might.
Is it healthy in a young man to be so suspicious?
Oh, yes, yes, very healthy, Your Grace. Or he might not have his health long enough to become an old man.
Perhaps, perhaps. But I prefer a different way of looking at things. We must talk about it sometime.
Yes, I should like that, Your Grace. Very much. When may I come back to Savoy by invitation this time?
Whenever you like.
Yes, whenever you like.
Yes, whenever. Soon, I hope.
Are you telling me this is an example of his brilliance? His statesmanship? His cleverness? As I recall, Galeazzo attacked Savoy a very short time after he became Duke of Milan.
He did.
And the two duchies fought a bloody war.
A bloody war, but a short one. Amadeus would not let it go on. We chose to think that Galeazzo did not really want it to go on. And when it was over...
I'm glad it's over, Your Grace. It was a stupid disagreement.
We must be friends. We must try to help each other.
Well, it's possible.
Of course it's possible. We have only to do it. The will to do it.
I wish things seemed as simple to me as they do to you. Oh,
but they are simple, Galeazzo. What does it say in the scriptures? They shall not hurt or destroy at all on my holy mountain. That's the way it should be.
Milan is not in the mountains as you are.
But if we all were to think constantly how not to hurt, how not to destroy, why, the whole world could be God's holy mountain. Don't you think so?
You do not have the Republic of Venice breathing down your neck.
No, no.
You have an easy time.
Easy? Well, perhaps so.
Yes, yes. Do you have any worries at all, Amadeus, now that the war is ended, of course?
Well, I worry about how to take care of my people. When my father died, he left many debts. Many of them had been left to him. He did not incur them all. I've managed to pay them off. And besides, to replenish the treasury, which was empty when I became Duke of Savoy. To do that without imposing new taxes, that has been a worry. But it's solved now.
I think you've denied yourself many luxuries to accomplish that, Amadeus.
No, I haven't denied myself at all.
You deprive yourself. I've seen you. You're forever fasting.
My health.
You mean those seizures that come over you from time to time? What do they have to do with fasting? How could fasting cure them?
Not the seizures. They are sent by God to teach me how weak I am and how to be humble before him.
Then why?
I'll confess something to you, Galeazzo. I've let everyone think that my health was the reason. But to you, I'll tell the truth. I fast to reach nearer to God. When I can forget this wretched body, or come near to forgetting it, I feel that God comes closer to me, or I to him. Whichever it is, we are not so far apart. That's why I fast.
I'm a good Christian, Amadeus. You know that, of course, but I could never live as you do. You go to Mass every day.
Yes, it's not the fashion these days, I know.
I just couldn't do it, and still, I'm a good Christian.
Perhaps you don't have the same great need that I have.
Yes, and a good man, I think. I try to be a good man. You're not saying anything. Perhaps you think I'm not as good as I should be, huh?
My dear Galeazzo, none of us is as good as he should be.
You, perhaps, as good as you should be, and perhaps better.
No, do not say such things. No man is better than he should be, or as good.
At any rate, I'm glad we're friends once again.
I, too.
Where is the Lady Bona? I haven't yet seen your lovely sister.
Yes, well, she and my wife are waiting for us.
Then why are we sitting here?
Why, indeed. Shall we join them? He's asked for your hand in marriage, Bona.
Oh, brother. I am honored.
Now, let us not proceed with haste. Is it really your own desire to be the wife of Galeazzo?
Oh,
now, think well before you decide. There's no need to give him a swift answer.
I like him, Amadeus. He's an exciting man. Imperious. Bold. Demanding. I've not known many like Galeazzo.
Not much like your brother, is he?
Oh, Amadeus, you know I love you. Everyone loves you. But he...
You are drawn to Galeazzo.
He has such beautiful hands.
Of which he is very proud.
I know he is vain and self-centered. But there's something about him. His voice. He speaks so well. I love to listen to him.
And so does he. So does he.
Oh, Amadeus, I am the only one of your sisters still unmarried. If this Galeazzo really desires me. I know it's not been easy for you to provide marriage portions for my sisters.
Now, do not concern yourself with that. Your marriage portion has been set aside for a long time. Oh. It is all provided for.
Then, brother, I should like to accept Galeazzo Sforza's proposal.
I hope you will be happy, Bona. And that you will come back often to Savoy to visit us.
My credit is as good as any Venetian's, Amadeus, and my treasury holds 2 million pieces of gold.
Is that so? That is most impressive.
Ah, yes, yes, 2 million. Our court is becoming celebrated. Tell your brother, Bona. Tell him.
We do have many distinguished people staying with
us. Coelho, the painter. You know him? He's in my employ, and he doesn't work for nothing, believe me. But if you want the best, you have to pay.
Yes.
I decided one night at dinner that I didn't like the looks of the room. By the next morning, the very next morning, the walls were covered with figures. By the best artists, too. No cheap daubers.
Astounding.
Tell your brother about the hunting, Bona.
You tell it so much better, Galeazzo.
5,000 boar hounds, Amadeus. 5,000!
Are you taking care of the people, Galeazzo?
The people are taking care of the boar hounds, Amadeus. I made them their responsibility. They house them and feed them, and it's an unlucky day for them if one of the 5,000 sickens or dies. 5,000 boar hounds. Imagine what a sight that is, huh?
It's hard to imagine.
Oh, I'll show them to you one day.
Would you care to see my hounds?
Well, of course, in the morning.
No. Now, come out on the terrace.
You mean you can see your packs from the terrace?
Oh, yes.
Hunting dogs should be kept in kennels.
Well, my hunting dogs are not kept in kennels.
Or at least tied up. I mean, or they'll be good for nothing.
My hunting dogs are not tied up. They are free to go where they please.
Well, Amadeus, that's no way to...
Look, there they are.
Where? Where are they?
There.
Well, I see no hunting dogs.
At those tables. See?
Well, what are you trying to tell? I only see people eating.
Those are the poor people of my duchy.
The ones I feed in bad times. Or the ones who fall on evil days, even in good times. The ones who need me, because there is no one else on this earth to care for them.
Well, what was all that talk about hunting dogs?
They are my hunting dogs. It's with the help of those poor people that I chase after virtue and hunt for the kingdom of heaven. Without them, I could not approach or even aspire to the kingdom. To them, I owe everything.
What a strange way of looking at things.
Is it really?
I think it is.
It seems so natural to me.
Well, it's not. It's strange. You've reversed everything, Amadeus.
How so?
Well, all over the world it's known that it's better to be rich than poor. Am I right?
All over the world there is misery and suffering.
But here in the Duchy of Savoy it's better to be poor than rich. It's the beggars who are favored and the rich who must sacrifice for them.
And you find that strange?
Well, anyone would find it strange.
I only find it strange that you should find it strange.
Oh, what's the use of talking? I'll never understand you, Amadeus. My hunting dogs are the poor, the hungry, the wretched. Yes, I find words like that very strange.
Well, I am sorry you think so. I wish it were otherwise.
Because they help me chase after the kingdom of heaven. I must remember that. When I tell them that in Milan, they won't believe me.
Yes, I suppose not. Well, shall we go back inside?
I find it difficult to believe myself, Yolanda. Oh, I'm sure he said it, but...
He lived it. There has never been a hint of bribery at his court, and he has worked day and night, every day and every night, to keep the rich from oppressing the poor.
And what thanks did he get for that?
Very little.
None, I should say. His own brothers rebelled against him more than once.
They were never successful.
Oh, they never should have been allowed to try. They should have been killed.
He forgave them always and made excuses for them. Even when excuses were hard to find. Then last year, his malady had grown worse with the years. And he sent for me.
The seizures are becoming more frequent, Yolanda. I'm hardly free from them for a whole week at a time.
Oh, my dear, how hard it is for you.
I can survive them. But can I trust myself to rule? When I never know at what moment a seizure will incapacitate me. Can I trust myself to be ready for whatever comes?
Everyone trusts you, Amadeus. Everyone loves you.
But can I trust myself? That is the crucial point. I've decided... At last I've decided that I cannot.
Amadeus... What are you going to do?
If you are willing, my love, I shall resign the government of Savoy into your hands.
Oh. You want me to rule? Oh, Amadeus.
To whom else could I entrust my little kingdom? To one of my brothers. There is only you. You are the only one I can trust. You are the only one the people can trust. You will look after them.
I can try, but...
It must be done, Yolanda. I cannot look after them any longer.
But will they not think it a sign of weakness to delegate your powers to a woman?
We have to trust them to understand. They must understand. I've tried to help them. They've always understood that, haven't they? Tell me they have.
Oh, yes. Yes, most of them. They've understood, but not all. The others, they're... There are liars and hypocrites among them, Amadeus.
Let us not judge them.
And idlers, too, who have taken advantage of you.
I know that must be true. It must be true, but let us not be too severe with him, lest God, in his turn, should be severe with us and withhold his blessing. I could not bear that.
You have the good Lord's blessing, Amadeus. I'm sure of that.
I hope I have.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Because it's all that really matters, isn't it? When all the days are gone, when all the food has been eaten, when all the children are grown, when life itself is flickering out, all that matters is God's blessing. I have thought, for a man born to my position, I have thought that to be just, to be merciful, to love the poor, that would earn me God's blessing and bring peace in my lands. I hope I have been right.
It has not brought peace to his lands, my brother. There has been revolt, and now he is in prison, and likely to stay there, to die there, if you do not set him free.
Why should I do this? What advantage can there be to France, or to me?
None, perhaps. But, oh, my brother, do this thing for no other reason than that. Amadeus is a good man. A decent man. No other reason than that.
They are rare, these good and decent men. I must admit that.
Then set him free.
Will it bring me God's blessing, do you think?
I think so.
Then I'll do it.
Oh. Thank you, brother.
Louis the 11th, King of France, with no possible advantage to himself, will set out with his soldiers for the Duchy of Savoy to liberate a sickly and ineffectual ruler for no other reason than that he is a good and decent man. Will my people understand that, do you think?
Perhaps they will.
Probably they will not. But never mind. God will understand and give me his blessing. And that is what matters.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.
Love. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.